High school basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Three-pointer on the far side, air ball, but Facenda, you know who, gets the rebound, up and good. To the corner, open three, it's tipped, and good!
Tonight's boys basketball game is between the Marple Newtown Tigers and the Strathaven Panthers. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods. Published since 1893. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave DePasqua and Andrew Kaufman.
Good evening and welcome to Strathaven High School for tonight's Central League contest between the visiting Marple Newtown Tigers and the host tonight, the Strathaven Panthers. I'm Dave DePasqua alongside Andrew Kaufman, Mike Mayer, for another exciting edition of Delco Hoops. You can listen to this high school basketball game on DelcoHoops.com. Our next game will be next week, where we will be providing girls basketball, Ridley versus Haverford. Very excited to provide another game of Central League action tonight between these two teams. First, the visiting Marple Newtown Tigers, led by their head coach, Sean Spratt. They enter tonight at 9-7, 5-6 in the Central League. That's important to note. Why? Because there's three teams right behind the Tigers in the Central League standings, a game behind them. Trying to claw their way up is the Strathaven Panthers. They're 5-12, but don't let that fool you. They're starting to get healthy. In addition to Matt Schuler, their senior guard, he can fly up and down the floor and guard the best of them. Marple Newtown will be led by their point guard, Justin Nabona, Eric McKee on the wing, and down low is Matt Cantwell. For the Panthers, you can expect a heavy dose of Edwards. He can light it up from all over the place like his older brother. Now, this is a rematch tonight between two very familiar teams. They played earlier in the season where Marple Newtown won 50-43. Strathaven has lost their two previous games to Garnet Valley and Harrodin. Meanwhile, Marple Newtown has lost two of their last three. Most notably, on Tuesday when they lost at Pencrest by a final score of 49-37. Mike, we have a good one on our hands, and this has a very impact on the Central League standings. It could be ramifications. This isn't our last week where it's number one versus number two, and Radnor. This is the lower of the edge who potentially could play Lower Marion or Radnor in those early on games.
Right. You're talking about the Central League championship.
Correct.
Itself? Yeah. That's, you know, Central League is one of the few leagues that has their own championship. It takes place right before the playoffs become for District 1, and it'll be fast and furious. I just got word tonight. I don't have the dates in front of me, but I guess it'll be week after next. Mm-hmm. Would be right. So it's going to be a Thursday. I do have the dates. Thursday the 10th, Saturday the 12th, and then the finals Monday the 14th. And my information is that it will be at the higher seed. It used to be that for the semifinals and finals they would have it at one school and it would be predetermined as a neutral site, but now they're going to go with the number one seed. So that would mean, well, you can take a look at who's in the number one spot.
For boys basketball, it's most likely going to be Lower Marion because right. They beat Radnor the last game we broadcasted
right.
For the boys version.
Now, it's assuming they don't get knocked off in the semifinal round.
That is correct.
Because it's win or go home. So, but in any event, of course, our listening audience doesn't have to care where the game's at because we'll be there.
That's right.
So, but if you're looking to, we will announce all this when we get more definitive terms, and we will, even if we're not covering the broadcast of quarterfinals or semifinals, we will certainly, we still don't have permission, but we're assuming we're going to be able to broadcast the final.
Right.
And we will keep everybody informed through our webpage as to when that's going to be and where it's going to be.
Our last broadcast was a fun one on Tuesday. Brian Carroll had the call, and Marple Newtown extended their winning streak for girls basketball.
Yeah, that was a good girls game. We have been very lucky to have really good games. And even this one with two teams that are doing a bit of struggling within the Central League, they're pretty well matched. So this should be a good game. And that's really all we asked for. And, of course, there's no guarantees. Kids are kids, and they're going to do what they're going to do, and they're going to play as well as they can. So, and basketball is such a streaky game. You have a bad night. There's only five, you know, starters. So if two of them are off their game, it's going to be tough to make that up someplace.
Absolutely. As Marple Newtown does have shooters across the board, most notably number, let's see what Bochansky, Jordan Bochansky, the senior guard. He's a lefty, number three. You have to keep an eye on him. He can light up. He struggled on Tuesday. He's going to want to try and bounce back with the game tonight. Other seniors on the squad, you have Eric McKee on the wing. He can shoot from anywhere within half court. He was a little off on Tuesday, too. That's why they fell to Pencrest. But we'll see. They try to redeem themselves. They do have a low post presence in Owen Mathis and Matt Cantwell. Mathis, key baseball player, but he's a multi-sport athlete, plays all three sports. Now you flip it on the other side. The Panthers are probably going to try and force the Tigers to run. They have Matt Schuler back, and he looks healthy and ready to go. Edwards on the wing is another player, but they do have some size on there of 6'4 and 6'3, Ogunda and Wagner. So we'll see what they decide to do. But that's what Coach Conlon and Coach Spratt have to see what the matchups are. Did he go to a zone? Did he go to a man? These are the things we think about, Andrew.
That they are. We're looking forward to a great game of basketball here tonight.
Does Andrew sound a little strange to our audience?
Because
Andrew's had been fighting laryngitis for the last several days.
Yeah.
it should be noted that the Panthers, Strathaven, is struggling. Of course, it should also be noted that Schuler really hasn't played for
That's
much
right.
of the season due to a bad shoulder. So, you know, it could be all the difference in the world, as we just spoke about. You know, getting a key player back can, you know, if you're losing games by 5 or 10 points, and you get that guy back who's going to give you 5 or 10 points, that changes the whole makeup. So,
and it doesn't even have to come down to points. It could be perimeter defense.
Absolutely.
It could be a steal, the forced turnover. One player can beat a difference, especially in high school basketball, Andrew.
Yeah, and Stratham's also missing a big presence inside in Jason Williams.
Yes, but he will not be returning.
Who's been out all yeah. season.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that happens.
Yeah, he took a bad leg break at the final game against Imhotep with Strathaven's football team, and it really was quite an injury. So he'll be out. I don't know what his next sport's going to be, but he's only a junior, right? He'll be back.
Hopefully,
next year.
He'll be back for football next year.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
He'll be anchoring that Strathaven line.
Those youngins heal real easy, unlike us old guys.
All right, we have 2 minutes and 30 seconds until tip. We'll take a quick break and wrap this one up. You're listening to High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school basketball never sounded so good, right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, as there's about a minute 30 until tip. We get excited. Coming up will be the playing of the national anthem, as well as starting lineups. Until we get those, I'm Dave DePasco, alongside Andrew Coffin and Mike Mayer, for another edition of Delco Hoops Central League action between the visiting Marple Newtown Tigers and the host, the Strathaven Panthers.
I just love all this. It's not halftime, it's pregame music. Doesn't anybody just like being quiet anymore for a little while?
No.
It's an amazing thing. We hear it all the time. But, you know, if you go to a professional game, you know, the NBA, whatever, it's enough to drive you the distraction.
And they have the music playing throughout the game.
But we're okay. We're going to do the starting lineup when they
Correct.
Set the announcers. Okay, good, good.
Coaches didn't get the starting lineups the last second. So we'll go along with them as they introduce.
That works for me. Yeah, listen, if you're watching this on the high school streaming center. I was just listening to the PA announcer to hear he's going right to the national anthem. We'll talk about the video. You can actually sync our audio with the school's video if you're sitting on a desktop or a laptop or some cell phones. So it's a matter of bringing up both programs, and the video takes a little bit longer, so you basically want to pause the audio, like at a basket or something, and then wait until we get to the video. Okay, we're going to go with the...
All right, from Marple Newtown, as I was talking about earlier, the senior Jordan Bochanski is the shooting guard for the Tigers. Number one, Matt Cantwell, he's 6'4", and will control the paint. Let's see, that's Justin Abona coming out. He's Marple Newtown's lefty point guard. Eric McKee, the wing, another senior. He's got some football looks, the wide receiver for the Tigers. And last but not least, another wide receiver from Marple Newtown. So you have the entire receiving corps from Marple Newtown, the starting lineup for the Tigers. That's Johnny Small. Now for the Panthers. They're led by their coach, Chris Conlon. Number one, Jaden Oreggie, the junior guard. Number two, Ryan Darty. He's a 6'4" power forward. Number five, Asher Manzer. He's 6'1", small forward. Number 11, Ogunde. He's 6'3", and most likely play the center position and rotate. And the junior guard looking to do damage on the perimeter is Jack Edwards. Now for the playing of the national anthem. We'll step aside. Coming up next, Central League action between the Panthers and Tigers.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, and now, between the Marple Newtown Tigers and the Strathaven Panthers here in Strathaven High School, we have a good one on our hands between a pair of Central League teams. Panthers led by their head coach, Chris Conlon, and for the Tigers, Sean Spratt. I'm Dave DePasco, alongside Andrew Kaufman and Mike Mayer. We'll see who takes the tip for both teams. Number 11, Ogunde for the Panthers. And for Marple Newtown will be, I believe it's going to be Matt Cantwell.
Panthers in their white home uniforms, black numerals with silver and black trim. The Tigers in the orange uniforms with black numbers and trim.
Actually taking the tip is Johnny Small. And this one is about underway. Marple Newtown won the tip, batted backwards, but it's going to be on the floor in a jump ball. As both teams went after it, we'll have a re-jump. No one had possession yet, so they'll tip it again. Small versus Ogunde. And the Panthers will start out with the ball to begin this game. Panthers set up their offense. Toss to the far side, Darty. Edwards now on the perimeter. Wiggling his way through. Ogunde, dribble. Resets. Edwards on the far side. Sets the pick at the high. Brought back out and reset once again for the Panthers. So good defense by Marple Newtown going side to side. Taking it to the lane and is blocked. But the following Tiger gets the foul call.
Zero.
Number zero, Eric McKee picks up his first foul. 7:23 here in the first quarter.
Eric McKee, two shots, number one, Jaden Oreggie.
Oreggie at the line, the lefty, makes the first, the junior guard. Gives our first points of the game. O'Reggie's second one is up and good. 2-0 Panthers early on here. Ball thrown into DeBona. He'll bring it up for Marple Newtown. The lefty senior. He's met by Edwards. Now to the wing on the near side for McKee. We're positioned right next to the Strathaven bench. Thrown down low to Cantwell. A beautiful right-hand finish off the glass.
I'm sorry, who pulled that down?
That was Cantwell on the bucket.
No, okay.
Senior forward, 6'5", and most recently named to the Hero Bowl. 2-2 here. Both teams one possession. Both teams 2 points. O'Reggie brings the ball up. A double pick off the far edge. Now he goes to the wing, kicked around to his big man. Has Small on him. To the basket, no good. The putback is good. Ryan Daugherty puts it back. The 6'4" forward. He puts back Ogundi's miss. Now a dump down to Small. McKee reset to Cantwell. Around the horn to DeBona. DeBona off the pick. Kicks it to Small. Looks at the basket. Dribble drive. DeBona, the lefty, sneaks baseline. All the way around. Uses the right side as a defender. And good on the reverse. Justin DeBona. His first points of this one. 6:15 here in the first quarter. Tied at 4. Daugherty kicks it to O'Reggie. Has McKee on him. Go left-handed. Too strong. Ball is loose. They're going to say jump ball. Tie up goes to Marple Newtown. I thought that was a quick tie-up call, yeah. But nonetheless, it is the orange and black's ball. DeBona brings it up once again for the Tigers. See if he gets Bochanski an opportunity as he goes to the top, and he'll reset. Coming across the formation is McKee. He has O'Reggie on him. Going baseline. McKee pushes off. That's Small. Back to the corner. Now he's trapped, and then he gets out of it. He stepped out of bounds. Turnover.
It's a lot of good defensive pressure from Haven.
O'Reggie throws it into Edwards. He'll bring up the ball this time for the Panthers. Edwards. Little dribble handoff. Daugherty on the box. Kicks it out to Edwards. His Bochanski all over him. Ogundi now. Kicks it out. Reset to O'Reggie. Has McKee on him. He likes to dribble to his left. That's where he goes. Daugherty to the lane. And he's fouled by Cantwell. He'll go to the line to shoot two of 5-12 here in the first quarter.
Number one, Matt Cantwell. Team foul number two. To the line.
Second foul for the Tigers. One on Cantwell, one on
number
McKee.
Two, Ryan Daugherty.
The senior at the line to shoot two. Makes the first. Important to note, Strathaven early on. Already 3-for-3 from the line.
Yep.
That's the broadcaster jinx for you. His second one. Yep, and right on cue. Misses it, but goes off Marple Newtown's hands. And they'll retain possession. So, Manzer will throw this one in for the silver and black. We'll see if they go to the corner or attack the bucket. They have a man wide open for three.
Nope.
Instead, he sets it up. Now the jumper in and out for Ogundi. And Marple Newtown comes running up the floor, tipped out of bounds. Thought it was off Cantwell, but no, they'll retain possession, yep, as they're saying it was off the Panther. Now it's the orange and black's turn to have an inbound play. The Bona will take it out. To the corner. Now he just has to throw it out. Avoiding a 5-second call as we're under 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. McKee kicks it to the far side. Small, trapped. Now he kicks it up with Chansky from 2 feet behind the lines. Up and good. He gives the Tigers a lead on that three.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
7-5. High scoring affair early on already.
Yep.
O'Reggie has the Daugherty pick. Takes him to the right side. Jumper by him, right side. Up, no good. It's a battle on near the boards. Gets the block. Is small, but regaining his block was
Manzer.
Manzer. And then Marple Newtown pushes the tempo. They go all the way down the floor. Campbell up and is fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two now. So they ran the floor after that putback.
Who was the foul on?
Two.
Number one, Matt Cantwell shooting two.
Cantwell. First free throw. No good. Short. Clock stopped at 4:18 here in the first quarter. Tied at 7. Used to saying that during football season, Mike. Cantwell's second free throw. No good. 0 for 2 from the line. Edwards the board. Edwards going coast to coast. Off the glass, out of control. But his teammate's able to bring down the board. Foul, and that's McKee's second. Check into the game, number 23, P.J. Esposito.
I'm sorry, who was the
no,
foul?
No, they're going to say
zero.
It's a foul on number zero. Yep, that's
McKee's
second. So Esposito checks him out. There was confusion. I don't think there really was much, though, because it was right in front of him. Another football player checks in for the Tigers. Edwards, baseline, now kicks it out. Daugherty reset to the wing. Gets a pick. Has Cantwell on him. Now double. Now slip to the basket. Daugherty's layup. No good. The height of Cantwell affected that one as he tried to get around him. Bochancy pushing the pace. Pushes that down low to Small. Bochancy for three. 2 feet behind the line again. It's good. He's hot. He's already got more points than on Tuesday. I told you he was going to bounce back.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Two threes for Bochancy. As Edwards has the jumper, up and good from the right side. 10-9 in favor of Marple Newtown. 3:30 here in the first quarter. Tigers push the pace. Esposito going baseline. Pulled back out. Bochancy to DeBona. Had a great game on Tuesday. The crafty lefty slips it, but Small wasn't there, and it's a turnover. Here come the Panthers. Oregi, coast to coast. The foul, no foul call, but he gets the bucket to go and retake the lead. 11-10. Oregi doing some damage early on for the Panthers. Had to watch Bochancy. He's already hit two threes here, and Schuler checks in. He'll wait at the table alongside his team. There's a slip to Small. Foul on the Panthers. Small will go to the line and shoot two. Number 24, Austin Connor. And number three, Matt Schuler, waiting to check into the game. For the Tigers, it's Owen Mathis.
Number five, Johnny Small.
Small's first free throw is up and good. We're tied at 11. Connor, Schuler, and Mathis all check in.
Three, Matt Schuler.
Schuler just coming back from injury. We'll see how much time he gets tonight. Small at the line. Misses the second. Tipped out by Mathis, but Oregi gets the board. Tied at 11 here early on. 2:42 here in the first quarter. Schuler top of the key. Taking Esposito to the corner. Motion offense. That's Connor on the pick on the wing. Looking to slip. Oregi's got his man in the bone on 1-on-1. Pair of lefties match up. Now kick to the near side. Ogundi takes it out. He has Mathis on him, looking for the pick. Panthers reset. And it looks like the Panthers are perfectly content resetting and looking for the best play. It's a low post play to Oregi. He had DeBona in the paint, 1-on-1. Foul on DeBona.
Justin.
That's Marple Newtown's fourth foul here in the first quarter. Schuler inbound for the Panthers. To the corner. Had his man. To the lane, the lefties forcing it, but no good. And Manzer, board by Marple Newtown. They push the pace. Bochancy kicked out. Esposito can knock down that open three. Kicks it to DeBona on the near side. Get this small pick. That's DeBona going up, and he'll now go to the line to shoot two. He's a crafty lefty. He can get into the paint and cause some fouls and some trouble for opposing teams.
Foul number three, Matt Schuler.
That's Schuler's first foul for the Panthers. Team third. DeBona makes the first. Gives the Tigers back the lead.
Shooting another number two, Justin DeBona.
12-11 Tigers. Make that 13. With a minute 45 left in the first quarter. Schuler brings this one up. Talking to Schuler earlier on. Has a few offers to play collegiate football. O'Reggie. One-on-one. Pulls up the jumper. It is up and good. The junior has got it going on early on. Tied at 13. Now you have DeBona going baseline. Kick to Esposito. Bochansi looking for his third three of the quarter. It's good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
You cannot let him get hot. That's his ninth point here early on. Schuler brings it up. Panthers trail by three. And a foul on Esposito, team's fifth. Edwards and Daugherty check back in. O'Reggie to throw this one in. Schuler gets the ball. Edwards in the corner. Had the three, pulled down. Toss to Schuler on the jumper. Up and good. Right from the free throw line with Schuler's two first points of the game. 50 seconds left. Tigers lead by one, 16-15. Bochansky goes baseline. They double him. It's dumped down this small. Ryan in the middle. He finds the bucket. 18 early points for the Tigers in the first quarter. And I believe this is the most points we've had in the quarter.
Yeah, absolutely.
This season for Delco Hoops.
Yep.
20 seconds left here. O'Reggie. He's got the DeBona draped all over him. 15 seconds. Dribble handoff goes to Schuler. Has Esposito on him. Schuler takes it to the rack. No foul call. It's up. Tip, tip. And then finally brought down by Mathis. The DeBona racing with 3 seconds to the lane. It's blocked, and that will do it for the first quarter. Marple Newtown leads 18-15. You're listening to high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. I said in pregame, don't let Bochansi get hot and have a bounce back game. Well, that's exactly what he's doing with 9 early points to lead Marple Newtown, who lead 18-15.
Yeah, right. And it's 9 points right there. So obviously, without his shots, and it's 3 in a row too. Talk about building your confidence. I mean, you know,
and they're not just easy threes; they're three feet behind the line.
The only thing that makes them easy, so to speak, is they are leaving them alone out there, and that's going to have to change.
Correct. Strathaven trails by three. It's 18-15. A fast and furious first quarter here at Strathaven High
School. I was surprised at how fast they were bringing the ball back and forth.
Strathaven will get the ball to begin the second quarter here. O'Reggie to throw it in. And we're underway for the second quarter as Schuler brings it up. Esposito on Schuler. He kicks it to O'Reggie at the top of the key. Dribble handoff. Double pick for Schuler looking to get to the paint. Tosses it up and good. He looks back in form. His Schuler now has 4 points. DeBona looking to go into the paint. Double team. Mathis with a strong left hand. Bucket.
Basket by number 32.
Good job by Mathis using his left hand in the paint, and they push the lead to 3-27. Each team trading buckets each time they go down the court. Edwards looking for the jumper on the left side. No good tip, and it is brought down by Justin Labona, the senior lefty. Kicks it to Cantwell, looking to the paint. Mathis bullying his way into the paint. They're going to say jump ball. It will stay here for Marple Newtown. Mathis was double teamed, and they're looking to get to the paint when they can. We've seen it last two drives going baseline. Mathis off the pick, and Cantwell lost it. A foul on Marple Newtown's number one, Matt Cantwell.
Foul number one, Matt Cantwell.
The second.
There's six. Next one will be a 1-1 with 7:01 left in the second quarter. So that's something to keep an eye on for sure. Is that's Schuler dribbling it up. Now, if anyone's familiar with Matt Schuler, he was probably the fastest one on the football field for Strathaven this season. So you see if he's back in form. Connor around the horn. That's Schuler on the left side of the perimeter. Looking to drive once again. Floater for him. Up, no good. Cantwell saves it to Esposito. Kicks it to DeBona. DeBona on the right side of the floor. The lob to Mathis. They're going to call a foul on Strathaven. Mathis will go to line to shoot two. He got hit as he went up.
Haven foul number two, Ryan Doherty. Two shots for number 32.
Mathis at the line.
Mathis.
Foul called on number two, the senior forward, Ryan Doherty.
His second of the game.
Marple Newtown leads 20-17. Mathis' first free throw is short, so that's been something to keep an eye on is the free throw shooting for Marple Newtown.
Particularly this stays a 3-4-point game. That'd be critical. The 3 points are saving them, and the foul shooting is
now, something to keep an eye on is McKee checks back in with 6:29 here in the second quarter with two fouls.
Yep.
So you have to anticipate to see if Strathaven goes after him as Mathis misses the second. So they've missed four free throws here in the first quarter. Now I'm curious to see who McKee guards. And they're going to take him off the primary ball handlers. So it's O'Reggie has the forward and Mathis on him. O'Reggie on the spin move. Now it's Connor and a wide open in the corner.
Travel.
Couldn't decide what to do. Picked up his dribble.
Yep.
He's walking. Turnover on the Panthers.
He decided he should do something, but his feet moved before he thought about it.
Esposito bringing the ball up. It looks like a stack play from Marple Newtown on the far side. But Chancey to the corner. Cantwell top of the key. It's a high-low. Cantwell to Mathis. Misses the layup. And it's an offensive foul, Marple Newtown. We'll see who the foul's called on. Number 32, Owen Mathis picks up the foul. Panthers to the line. Schuler to the line to shoot the 1-1.
1-1. Strathaven's. Number 3.
Could bring the game within a point.
Schuler's first free throw. It is good. And that's been a key difference between these two teams. Marple Newtown missing at least four free throws as there's 5:52 here in the second quarter. 2-point game for Schuler at the line, shooting one more. His second free throw is good, and it's a 1-point game, as Mike alluded to. McKee has missed most of this first half, brings the ball up due to foul trouble. Tosses it to Esposito on the wing. Bochanski, his 4-3, rims in and out. And it's out on Strathaven. Aiden Sutherland knocked it out of bounds, going up for the rebound.
Another football player.
Bochanski tosses it to Mathis, around the horn to Cantwell. It's back to the corner. Bochanski for three. He's got Schuler drooped over him. O'Reggie steals the dump down to Mathis. O'Reggie taking Cantwell to the paint. He didn't want to pick up the foul. Instead, he gets the lead. 21-20 Panthers. Schuler now guarding Bochanski. He's one of the best players in the Central League in terms of defense. See Coach Conlon changing up a little bit as Esposito fakes the three, goes to the lane, misses the easy putback. Bochanski now goes into a double team. They're going to call a foul. They're going to call it on 24. You're right. Austin Connor, the junior. And Bochansky will now go to the line. Checking in for the Panthers. Ogundi now at the table.
Two shots.
Bochansky makes the first, tie it up to 21.
At the line, shooting
small checks in. He relieves Cantwell for the Tigers. Ogundi replaces Connor for the Panthers. 5:05 left here in the first half. Bochansky misses the second, and we're tied at 21s. Oregi to the lane. No foul called. He flies to the floor. Out on him. Marple Newtown takes over. The Bona checks in for Bochansky. The Tigers, interesting strategy. They were hitting threes, but they're looking for that high-low when Mathis is in the game. See, they continue to feed him. Esposito on the wing now with the ball. Has a Mathis pick. Here comes the slip. They don't give it to him. Now it's kicked out to the far side. McKee. McKee tossed to Mathis. Esposito looking left. Has Small. Doesn't look at the basket. Instead kicks it to McKee. Esposito can shoot from three. A little two-man game for the Tigers. It's brought out by Esposito. I don't know about that. He looked to shoot from 3 feet behind the line. It's the Bona. Mathis pump faking at the three-point line, but these bigs from Marple Newtown not even look at the hoop. They pump fake, and that's a walk. Oh. So there you go. Small pump fakes it, decide. Same thing happened on the far side for Strathaven. Turnover. Panthers take over at 4:15 here in the second.
Well, I would think if I was Marple Newtown, I'd take a timeout right now. Try to regroup a little bit.
Edwards brings the ball up. Shuler now has the Bona on him. We'll see if he takes him to the lane. Oregi has Small on him. That jumper, he can make it. He does. Right wing jumper for Oregi. He's right there with leading scorers for the game of Bochansky. He's 23-21 now. Mathis, double team in the paint, kicked out the Bona. He can make that three. He's got Drooler. Drooler was draped all over him. Mathis into a double team. He's bailed out on the foul call. He spun back. Number 14, Jack Edwards picks up the foul. Team six.
Number 32, Owen Mathis.
Check, looking to check into the game. Joe Downs. Misses the first. Replaces Esposito.
Checking in for Marble Newtown, number 24, Joe Downs.
Number 4 on the roster, but number 24 on the floor. Makes the second. Marble Newtown trails by one. 3:30 left in this one. In the first half is Edwards to the lane. Strong take by him. Gets the bucket. Went around the right side all the way to the lane. And Lee pushed the three. McKee tosses it to Mathis. Misses the three. Oregi pushes the pace. He had a man, but too late. Now Schuler to the lane. They called a foul on Small. He'll head to the line to shoot two. Both teams pushing the pace here at Strathaven High School. Schuler to the line to shoot two. 3:10 here in the second. Schuler's first bucket is good. Cantwell checks back in. He relieves Owen Mathis.
Matt Cantwell.
Schuler. I coached him in Summer League about 5 years ago. He knows everything I know. As the second free throw is good.
You taught him everything he knows.
And it's a 30-second timeout as the Panthers lead 27-22. High school basketball has never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live,
but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. After the timeout, Panthers lead 27-22 after those free throws by Schuler. Marple Newtown will get the ball, but the difference in this first half has certainly been free throw shooting. Marple Newtown shooting themselves in the foot, some easy free throws they missed. And Strath even came out with the press. Marple Newtown breaks it. Small takes it to the rim. And he's too strong as he makes it. Rims in. Three-point game now. So Strathaven trying to change things up. They go with the press, but it comes back to bite them. Edwards, top of the key. They fake the dribble handoff to Schuler. Edwards has Bochanski on him. Marple Newtown's leading scorer. That's Schuler. Took a step. Turnover. 2:39 here in the second. Looks like the Panthers are content bringing pressure. Now they drop out of it. DeBona walks the ball up. The senior tosses it to Small to DeBona on the wing. DeBona dumped down, beautiful play as Cantwell misses the point blank layup. And they'll call a jump ball between him and Ogunde.
Position arrow with
goes to the silver and black on the possession. 2:21 here as DeBona applying some pressure in the front court. But I think it's just on Oregi. And that's exactly what they do. So they toss it to Schuler, and he'll start the offense for the Panthers. Has McKee on him. Schuler dribbles through. Oregi has DeBona on him. Takes him to the lane. Spin move. Looks for Ogundi and dump down. It is tipped in. And I believe that's Marple Newtown Small that accidentally tipped that one back in for the Panthers. Now McKee races down. Bochanski fakes a three on the wing. He kicks it out. Turnover. McKee cut. Nobody was home. Panthers lead by five.
I wouldn't even ask how that you do a stat if the opposing team puts the ball in the basket, so forget it. I gave it to 15, and that's the way it's
going to
be.
That's the closest player, yeah. And that's who they'll credit to. Oregi taking DeBona to the weight room. No good. Loose ball goes to DeBona. He racing. Tosses it to Bochanski. First for three. He got it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
His 12th point of the first half. Brings it within two. We'll keep it here. As that three in transition, you're seeing it more and more. They don't go to the basket anymore. He spotted up from three on the right side wing and drained it.
Well, it seems like they've got, Marple Newtown's got two philosophies. Either we're going to work the ball around, work the ball around, work the ball around, which they really have done only once and then lost it. And otherwise, they try to get to the basket quickly. That doesn't work. They'll toss it outside. And, of course, anybody, well, not anybody, but Bochanski, if he's open with three-point territory, he'll take the shot. I mean, right now, what is he?
I want to say he's four for five.
Okay. So, you know, that's a numbers game, boy. Keep playing that. That works just fine. Thank you very much.
But that's what happens transition defense. You got to get back. Someone's got to give. So you give him the open three instead of giving the point-blank layup.
Well,
it comes back to bite.
Yeah. At this stage of the game, you could almost play the odds if you're Strathaven and say, look, he can't keep doing this. Just play our game and let him keep taking his three-point shots. It's bound to catch up.
Well, that's why I'm interested about second-half adjustments for the Panthers to see if they put Schuler or Reggie and stick with him almost like in a box-and-one situation because he's been pretty much the only guy that's been killing you. Back to action with a minute 30 left here in the second quarter. Panthers lead by two. Schuler dribbles it up with the bona on him. He tosses it. Dumped down to Oregi. He's got Mathis on him. Spin move. Just try to throw it off his right side. He's not going to get help from the ref on that one. Bochanski pushes the pace to Mathis. Down low. Layup. Up. No good. It's a fight for the board. It's loose on the floor. Two men go down. Esposito comes with it. Bochanski open wide open three. No good from 3 feet behind the line. He's now 4 for 6. Small picks up the loose ball foul. Ball walked the distance of the floor.
Number 5, Johnny Small.
Bochanski, as I said, has range. That three was about 3 feet behind the line that time.
Yeah, no, he's good. But again, the numbers are going to start working against him, and it's something that he's got to keep in mind. I mean, if you can come to a game and get 50% of your shots in three throws, you're doing well. Well, right now he's working on like 80%. So.
Yeah, shoot or shoot. Here we go. Edwards to the line, shooting the 1-1. Makes the first. Extends the lead to 3. He'll have one more. And a well-fought first half between the Tigers and Panthers here at Strathaven High School. Second one is good. Check into the game, Noah Livingstone. He relieves Edwards with 58 seconds left until halftime. The Bona brings up the ball, trailing by 4.
I think they'll take a little bit of time, but I don't think they're looking for the last shot. I think they want to get back on the
board. Want a good look. As Small gets on the wing, Ogundi draped all over him. They're looking for the dump down. Mathis is bullied his way into the paint, but no call. Bochanski, jump stop, kick to Esposito. He can shoot that open three from the wing. Passes it to DeBona on the pick. Here comes a slip, and it's a foul. Number 15, Aiden Sutherland. DeBona knew it, too, because he went immediately to the line. As I said, he's a crafty lefty. A little offense defense for the Panthers at the end of the first half. Edwards checks back it in. And I got to think they'll hold it for the last shot.
Yes, I think with 30 seconds left, though.
DeBona makes the first.
There's a chance here to bring it within 2. And
he makes the second. 2-point game. 31-29, 30 seconds left as Schuler walks it up. It's going to be the last shot. Panthers going to hold 25 seconds. A little flip between Schuler and Edwards. 15 seconds. Edwards with the wide open 3. Passes up. Dribble drive to Schuler. Bullies his way into the paint. And they called a foul on Schuler, but I don't know about that one. I thought that one was a flop.
Yep.
Now check into the game. Livingstone relieves Edwards. Esposito checks out. McKee, a little offense for the Tigers. You can take the lead with a 3 or tie the game with a bucket. Now the Panthers go a little full court man-to-man.
Well, tie him up and take some time off the clock.
10 seconds left. Throws it to McKee. 8, 7, 6. A little drive. Oregi to the lane. McKee misses the layup. Sutherland dribbles it out, and that will do it for the first half. Strathaven leads 31. Marple Newtown, 29. You are listening to High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Ready for a great breakfast or lunch? You have to try the Country Deli on Middletown Road in Media. Open 7 days a week from 6:30 in the morning, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. Every Wednesday night is pasta night, with hours from 4:30 until 8. Come be a part of their family and enjoy comfort food at its finest at the Country Deli at 1176 North Middletown Road in Media.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their Media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room, or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Mark Zumoff, and you're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. It's halftime here at Strathaven High School. Strathaven Panthers lead 31-29 in a fast-paced first half. Marple Newtown came out shooting the lights out. Bochansi, four threes, the lead. Marple Newtown, he has 12-plus points. Statistician tonight, Mike Mayer. Mike?
Yeah, no. Well, first of all, you know, Marple Newtown won the first quarter 18-15, and Strathaven came back, won second quarter 16-11. We scored, two-point lead, 31-29 in favor of Panthers. Leading scorers in total points, as you pointed out, Prochansky has 13, one of which is a free throw. The rest are three-point shots. That's a fairly impressive little list there. Small is good for 5 points. And I'm just rolling through our stats.
Matt Atwell with two, Justin DeBona with six, and Owen Mathis with three. I've got Jaden Haragi for 10, Matt Schuler for 8, 3 for Ryan Dougherty, 2 for Aiden Sutherland, and 6 for Jack Edwards.
You got to get yours in the same order as mine, but that's okay. That's fine. All those numbers seem to be right. So, it's been, as the score indicates, a pretty evenly matched game, except that Marple Newtown has really gone to town with the three-point shots, and without those, they would be in, obviously, a serious world of hurt. But, right. Of course, if they weren't making the three-point shots, would they be driving for two-point shots? And that becomes part of the question. You know, the what-ifs can go
crazy. Oh, absolutely, and that's what makes it a game of runs.
Right.
You see, maybe they make the three-point shot. We'll see if they change things up. Because
right.
We said during the air, someone's going to have to get in the face of Jordan Bochansky. He's hot. So how does Coach Conlin counteract that? Does he put Schuler? Schuler didn't start the game for the Panthers.
Right.
For those who are just tuning in.
And we'll be anxious to see if he starts second half.
Exactly. And he was hot. He was attacking the basket. Does he need to get his legs underneath him? Absolutely. As we approach the end of the season, as he's starting to get back into rhythm.
Right.
But
he looks pretty good.
He looks pretty good, yep. And he can attack the basket. Now, does he have the outside shot? Probably not yet. But he can attack the paint, and not many people can stay in front of the crafty left
no doubt.
And right of Matt Schuler. So they start him, but more importantly for Strathaven is his defense. He can stay in front of him and force him down low. That's where they've been doing the paint shot with Matt Cantwell being at the free throw line, Owen Mathis down low, and getting a little high-low from Marple Newtown
right.
if they're not getting that three-point shot.
Right, right. It's tough. It's always, you can't rely on a three-point shot. You can hope you can take it. You know, this is not pro basketball, so, you know, a guy shoot three-point shots all day long. The bottom line is, as we talked about earlier, if you get a 50-50 situation with three-point attempts versus makes, you know, you're doing extremely well. Normally,
right.
It's like 25% of your shots. So, you know, every time you take a three-point shot, you run the risk of a one in four chance of making it, but a 3 in 4 chance of not making it. And then, because of the distance, your chances of an offensive rebound are also somewhat limited. So it's a shot that when you're on your mark, boy, and you can make it a couple of times, you can really turn the game over. And certainly in this game's case, it is the reason that Marple Newtown is on top of things the way they are and right within a couple of points of Strathaven. But if you can continue that record and get some more in the paint stuff, I think the real issue for Marple Newtown is probably to do more stopping of Haven's attempts for baskets because
they've been trading buckets all night.
As you were saying, you know, and that's unusual in high school basketball. You know, normally it's a lot of running back and forth, no points. As you pointed out, this is a relatively high-scoring game. If this continues, you got a 60-60 game. That's a lot of points in regulation high school basketball.
Very true.
So, but they're doing it, and it seems, you know, it's not like an NBA All-Star game where nobody's playing defense and they're all shooting baskets like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certainly defense is working aggressively, but these kids are getting in the paint and they're making their shots. And, of course, you know, like I said, for Marple Newtown, that three-point shot's been just a terrific, terrific scoring point scoring. You were going to say something, Andrew? No, he's pointing out the time.
Okay.
Okay, so you are listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com. You'll be back in just a few minutes with the beginning of the second half. Stay tuned.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods. Published since 1893.
Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Now back to the second half with Dave DePasqua and Andrew Kaufman.
Welcome back. 50 seconds till the beginning of the second half. You're listening to this high school basketball presentation on Delco Hoops. Our next game will be on Tuesday, February 1st, Groundhog's Day.
Oh,
at 6:50, Ridley at Haverford, our girls' game of next week. But first, the boys' game of Marple Newtown taking on Strathaven. We had a great first half. If anything like we did in the first half, we're set up for a beautiful second half. We'll see what Coach Conlin and Coach Spratt have drawn up. Second half adjustments will be key. Marple Newtown relied on the three ball early on in the first half, but missing a good amount of free throws, whereas the Panthers capitalized at the line, and that's why they lead at the half by two.
I'm trying to remember. Did the Panthers make or attempt a three-point?
No.
I think everything was from inside that paint. Free throw, the jump.
Yep. It was it's obviously, they're driving to the basket and figuring they can make it, and so far so good.
It's not from lack of attempts. Edwards has had a few open looks. He just hasn't taken them.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably a coach saying,
it's a strategy.
It. Yeah.
And that's for sure. And that's... Here we go for the beginning of the second half. Marple Newtown will begin with the ball. I'm Dave DePasqua alongside Andrew Kaufman, Mike Mayer, for this presentation of Central League Basketball on Delco Hoops. The Bona will get the ball to begin the second half.
All right, folks, here we go. Quarter number three.
And here we go. See if they try and get McKee going. A little handoff. Thrown to Cantwell on the far side. You got a pick and roll with McKee going. He's pushing Oregi all the way down to the weight room. No good. Ogunde on the board. So he pushed Oregi all the way to the paint but misses the point blank shot. Oregi off the double pick. That's Edwards. Has Bochansi on him. Look for the pull up but not there. He resets to Oregi on the far side. Kicks it out. Open three, right on the cue for Mike, but this time it's no good. Rebound down by Small. Manzer had the open three in the corner. Bochansky. They rushed at him to prevent the three. Now the Bona kicks it to Cantwell around the horn to McKee. Takes it to the paint. I thought the ball was kicked, but nothing doing. As the Bona brings it back out. McKee in the corner. Drive. Ogundi on Small. Small. He went into a double team, bailed out once again. We've seen this a couple times where the spin move into a double team, they've been calling it, so why not keep doing it?
Yep.
Small to the line.
Two shots. Number five, Johnny Small.
Small, a Hero Bowl alternate for football. Misses the first, and we'll continue to talk about it throughout the second half. Free throw shooting will be huge as we just started the second half. Small makes the second. 1 point game. Oregi brings this one up. See what the Panthers have drawn up. Coach Conlon gives it to Edwards. Oregi has McKee on him. Kicks it out to Edwards. Looking for that pull-up. That's Daugherty on the drive. Manzer on the board. Nothing doing. Ogundi gets the rebound. So an extra possession for the Panthers. Edwards on the pull-up. Thought he hit his elbow, but no call. Ogundi on the foul. That's a second foul. The Panthers early on with 6:14 here in the third quarter. McKee throws it in to DeBona, trying to take the lead.
Yeah, the Panthers' baskets are just coming, finding hard to get in there.
They had second chance opportunities.
Yep.
Here we go. Small, wide open at the free throw line. Drains it. Gives Marple Newtown the lead, 32-31. Edwards pushes the pace. Has Bochanski on him.
We should note that Schiller did not start the second half.
Good point, Mike. Edwards, pick. See if they're trying to keep him fresh. Ogundi has Small. Takes him. No good. Good defense by Small. Kicked out. Marple Newtown's McKee pushes the pace. Bochanski says it. Fakes the three. Now kicks it back out. Turnover. Oregi. Thought about pulling up. Kicks it back out to Edwards to the lane. He got grabbed, but they don't call it. He makes the layup anyway. They reclaim the lead. And on the seesaw we go. 33-32 Panthers. Trailing is Cantwell. They kick the Bochanski around the horn to the Bone, who goes left baseline. Kicks it to an open three in the corner for McKee. He can drain it, and he does. Edwards brings this one up as Marple Newtown continues to hit that three ball. That three gives them a 35-33 advantage. Manzer gives a pick for Edwards. At the line, Oregi taking McKee. Ooh. They're not going to call that foul. Airballed it. Now a throw. That was basically a touchdown pass to Small, and he completes it. Flashback to football season, 37-33. 4 point advantage as Schuler way in the check in. Oregi tells Manzer to move, go to the other side. Oregi now has the center as they switch. That's Edwards for three. Can he drain it? No, too strong. That's strong rebound by Cantwell. Under 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Tigers lead by four. McKee dribbles out. Connor looking to check in as well for the Panthers. McKee to the bucket. Cantwell had an open jumper. Passed it up. Back to DeBona on the far side. He has Edwards. Cantwell on the jumper. Now you have McKee in the corner. Good ball movement by Marple Newtown. As the ball's loose on the ground, that's got to be a foul. And it is on Small. Small dove for the ball. Good effort. But tuck out a Panther in the process. Shuler and Connor check in for the Panthers. We'll see if they try and push the pace with Shuler now, and essentially two point guards with Oregi and Shuler. That's Edwards, the Shuler. Kicks it to Oregi in the corner. He goes baseline. He's got McKee on him. That's Shuler dancing. He has 6'4 Cantwell on him. Decides to pull it out. That's Edwards. Ogundi. Edwards now at the top of the key. Now turnover on Strathaven. But Jansky obviously doesn't care about the board.
Right.
As he tosses it to DeBona. I won't be giving him any shooter jinx opportunities down the stretch. And here it is. As he fakes the three, goes to the lane. Good help defense by Connor with Shuler draped all over him. Now, Oregi has the responsibility of McKee as it's kicked around to the outside to DeBona. As he tosses it off the backboard. No good. Shuler paces the... Here he goes. Pushing Oregi on the reverse, and it's up and good.
High off the glass and 2 points.
Now they push the pace. Marple Newtown rushes down the court. Small, then is kicked. And it's a rebound by McKee. Got his own board, but he's bailed out. He'll shoot.
Hayden foul there.
Two.
Third here. Second half.
No.
McKee, first free throw. No good. He just doesn't have that shooter's touch tonight. Mathis and Esposito relieve Cantwell and the Bona. Second free throw, in and out. Marple Newtown continue the struggling for the line. Oregi races this one up for the Panthers. Now he has an open three. It's good. Takes back the lead.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Good run and answer by the Panthers to take back the lead. 38-37 with a minute 50 here in the third. McKee, pick and roll. The slip to Mathis. Left-handed. Layup is blocked by Ogundi. He said, not in my house. He gives it up to Shuler. He races it up the floor. He's double-teamed. Now he'll pull this one out. Takes Esposito with him. He fakes it. Then Shuler misses the jumper. But Shuler's got some moves as he made a man miss.
It would have been a beautiful series if he'd made it.
But Jansky, now with Shuler on him. Kicks it down low to Small. They're going to call a foul on Strathaven. That's a team's fourth here in the third. Ogundi.
Who was that?
Ogundi was grabbing his shirt.
Yeah. For Strathaven, number two, Ryan Doherty.
So Doherty checks back in with a minute 19 left here in the third quarter. McKee throwing an inbounds play to the corner. Esposito has Edwards on him. Now he pulls it out. Wing three for him. Ooh. It's up and good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Marple Newtown continues to struggle at the line, but they're compensating with the three-point basket.
Doubt.
Shuler to the lane, and one. Are they going to say it? It is. That's Shuler to the line, foul on Mathis.
Wow.
And they got a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
That's right.
Good and a foul.
Who was the foul on?
Basket good by number three.
I believe it's on Mathis. Shuler.
Yep.
Now they're going to call it on Small.
Shooting one.
So that's Small's fourth foul. So Shuler misses the free throw, but it's going to be a lane violation.
Oh, so it doesn't count. Oh, it does count.
So they called that on Small,
right,
is what he said. Now they're talking about it.
They're going to check it out.
All right, so the foul's going to be on Owen Mathis for Marple Newtown, not Small, so that's not his fourth. That's a big call.
Okay, so it's going to be on...
Last Tiger foul is on number three, Jordan Bochanski.
No, that's not right. It's 32.
No,
I don't understand this. Regardless, here we go. We're tied at 40. All right, so it was on 32. It was on Owen Mathis.
And then on the free throw, it appears there was a foul on Matt Schuler.
On Matt Schuler, which
yes.
is why I didn't count. Okay. So. Okay.
Minute
right.
left.
Okay.
Tied at 40. Esposito bringing the ball up. Kicks it to Small. Dumped down to Mathis. He misses the layup. Schuler at the board. 40 seconds. Tosses it to Oregi. I don't know, Mike. What do you think? 35 seconds, take the last shot?
I would.
Tosses it to Edwards. But chancing on Schuler, but no one can stay in front of Schuler. Tosses it to Edwards. 20 seconds. They fake the dribble handoff, and everybody goes with Schuler. Connors gets fouled. He'll go to the line. So Connor got fouled as he went to the bucket. He'll shoot two. The junior heads to the line.
Zero, Eric McKee.
Now that's McKee's third, and that's a big foul.
Yep.
With 14 seconds left in the third. So Small with three, McKee with three. Connor's first free throw. No good. Number 15, Sutherland checks out. Edwards.
15, Aiden Sutherland.
With 14 seconds left here in the third quarter, we're tied at 40. Connor's second free throw. Let's see if he can give the Panthers a lead.
Ooh.
Too strong. First one was too short. Second one was too strong. And then Marple Newtown will hold for the last shot. 8 seconds. McKee to the right side. Kicks it. That's Small. Bullies his way to the paint. And one.
Basket number 5, Johnny Small.
Who's the foul on?
Number 2, Darty. Who's the foul?
24, Joe.
So Small.
Checking in.
At the line, looking to complete the three-point play. And he drains it. Schuler from half court. No good. 43, Marple Newtown. Strathaven 40 as we head to the fourth. High school basketball has never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Mark Zumoff, and you're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back as third quarter goes to Marple Newtown. They now have a three-point lead, leading 43-40. Foul trouble and free throws are going to be a key part here in the fourth quarter. Marple Newtown's a pair of players, McKee and Small, both with three fouls. On the other side, Strath team is going to start hitting some shots. They were missing their free throws down the stretch.
Yeah, we talk about this all the time. You look good coming into the second half, and suddenly you can't find the basket. You're having other issues. And in this case, I mean, the game looks the same. Marple Newtown's continuing to drain some threes. It's keeping them very much in the game now with, of course, a three-point lead. But Haven's having trouble making their baskets. They're even having a little trouble at the free-throw line that they did not have in the first half. So we'll see what the last quarter brings them. But it's a real close game, 43-40, and it's anybody's game, obviously.
Got that right, especially when it's a one-possession game and Strathaven will get the ball to begin the fourth quarter, down by three. The big game in terms of Central League standings, Marple Newtown. Out there is Schuler, Sutherland, Daugherty, Edwards, and Oregi for Marple Newtown. They have the Bona, McKee, Mathis, Cantwell, and Esposito. And the final quarter is underway. They fake the dribble handoff. And goes right back to Schuler. You see if they force him from the outside. Oregi from deep. He fakes it. He had McKee draped all over him. Schuler kicks it out to Edwards. Faking on the jumper. He was moving. Whistle silent on that one.
Whistles have been a little more silent than we would like tonight.
Letting him play as McKee's on the wing. Tosses it to Cantwell. Top. Now back to DeBona. He's got the pick if he wants it. Back to Mathis. A little high-low. Instead he goes to Esposito. Esposito with Edwards. Tosses it to Cantwell. Back to McKee. Fakes the three. To the bucket. And he calls a block. Maybe he was in the restricted zone. That's on Daugherty.
There is no restricted zone in high school.
I know. That's my only guess.
Two shots.
That was my only guess on that. McKee makes the free throw.
Shooting number zero, Eric McKee.
That's Strathaven's 17th foul. McKee makes them both. Extends the lead to five. We'll see if Strathaven has another run in them. Oregi brings the ball up. Schuler has the Bona on him. He's calling for a pick. Kicks it. Oregi for three. It's tipped by McKee. Great defensive play. Ball is loose. It goes to Marple Newtown. McKee with the key defensive play. Tosses it to Mathis down low. Strathaven's going to need a timeout. 47-40 with 6:33 as Marple Newtown leads. You are listening to high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school basketball never sounded so good, right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Marple Newtown goes on a run. Most recently, jumped down to Mathis, up and good for two. McKee had a clean block on the defensive end on Oregi, who had a wide open three. He came out of nowhere, and that seems to be the difference right now, is Marple Newtown's making shots, and the Panthers are struggling to find something go through the basket.
And they're playing basically the same game. They just can't get it in the hoop, and that's... You know, now, of course, the other thing that can happen is, you know, 6.5 minutes left, Haven can suddenly get hot, and then it's a disaster,
absolutely,
too. So.
Now, we'll see if Haven goes to the hoop. I know they've been trying to and clear out possibly, but if it's not falling, attack the basket, get a foul call.
Yep.
Here we go.
Although that didn't seem to be working well either.
Very true. As Oregi now has McKee on him. Goes baseline, loses the handle, kicked to Schuler to set him up for a three. Doesn't take it. Oregi brings it out. Ogundi sets a pick. Has a clean look for three. He takes it. He needed that one.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
They came out with the press. They break it with ease as Marple Newtown. But that three brings the lead down to four. Kicked outside. McKee around the horn to Esposito on the near side. Kick back out. Mathis at the top of the key. See if McKee can get hot. 47-43. Cantwell. Perfectly content taking their time. Esposito on the far side. We'll see if Strathaven jumps that early pass. They continue this to be a dribble drive middle and then flip the sides.
Ooh.
As it's Cantwell Need all 6'5 of them to grab that one. McKee back to the outside. Man-to-man defense for Strathaven. And Schuler goes down. Let's see if Strathaven takes one. And it cost them.
Zero.
At the three.
So
McKee makes the three. Check in for Schuler, number five, Manzer.
Back into the game for the Panthers, number five.
4:56 after the three made by McKee. Schuler went down due to injury, was able to hit the three. Edwards brings it up.
Ooh.
Ogundi as Mathis jumped it.
Marvel's starting to get real aggressive here.
And I don't blame him.
Nope.
Oregi. But a good board by Strathaven. Foul on the floor. Some inconsistency down the stretch. I believe that foul's going to be on
number
Cantwell.
One.
They went in the Cantwell. All right, nevertheless. Inbounds play. It is stolen by McKee. See if he goes coast to coast. He doesn't complete the layup, but he's fouled going up. 4:29 left in this one. McKee to the line, shooting two.
Two shots, zero. Eric McKee.
This is the first. Small checks in. Relieves Cantwell.
Johnny Small.
McKee's second free throw is good. Extends the lead to eight. Strathaven needs the answer.
4:25 left.
See what Oregi has. Oregi forces the issue. Ogundi on the board. They're going to call the foul underneath the all Marple Newtown.
Marple Newtown foul, team foul number five.
They're going to call the foul number 32, Marshall, Owen Mathis.
Number 32, Owen Mathis.
8-point game, 4:14 left. Inbounds play for Strathaven. Edwards in the corner. Dribble out to the lane. Left-handed layup. No good. No foul. Brought up. Toss to the outside. Esposito. Small now at the top. Marple Newtown can take their time. The foul on Strathaven. 1-1 for Marple Newtown.
Personal number five. Asher
Manzer.
1-1.
Foul Manzer.
Number two.
Debona. Senior lefty. Misses. But gets his own board. Nah, they're going to call an offensive foul. Marple Newtown.
Three.
That's on Mathis.
Owen.
That's got to be, I believe, his fourth.
That's his fourth, yes.
So both are bigs in foul trouble with 3:50 left. Edwards, dribble handoff to Oregi. He's got McKee on him. This three, needed it. They're going to call the foul on Ogundi.
We'll
walk. They'll shoot two.
It'll be two shots.
That's his fourth.
They call it on Ogundi?
Yes.
So both teams now in foul trouble.
Yep.
Shooting two, number 23, P.J. Esposito.
Esposito to the line. Misses the first. Marple Newtown might have an 8-point lead, but if they can make their free throws, this would be a 20-point advantage.
Yep.
Esposito. make the second. Timeout, Marple Newtown with 3:37 left here in the fourth. Tigers lead 52-43. High school basketball has never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
52-43 in favor of Marple Newtown, 3:37 left here in the fourth.
Biggest lead tonight, I think, isn't it?
I believe it is. It's been back and forth the entire game, and Marple Newtown has pulled away. The injury to Matt Schuller has really not helped the Panthers trying to get back into this game. He's out for the rest of the game.
Yep.
And you're going to have to rely on O'Reggie. If you're the Panthers, he's had 2 3-point attempts go in and out, but you're going to need to start getting some of the fall. And Edwards to step up his game. You're going to need some pressure offensively on the Tigers. Knocks down some shots. Edwards to inbound the ball to O'Reggie. And the clock continues to tick.
Not really. They let it walk to the almost half court. So.
McKee. Ogunde at the top of the key. Hand off to him. He's got McKee on him. To top of the key.
Too strong,
but good board by Ogunde. Up. No good.
Boy, just typical. They just can't get a basket.
Can't buy a bucket down the stretch for the Panthers.
Boy, it's terrible. It's you know, the streak, as we talk about all the time. Haven looked terrific in the first half, and boy, in the second half, it's just third quarter wasn't bad, but boy, fourth quarter's just been a disaster. And Marple Newtown is just running the same game they've really run for four quarters.
Yeah. Esposito at the line, shooting two. This is another one. Now, we probably don't have the stat from the line, but I can comfortably say that they're shooting less than 50% from the line. I can comfortably say that.
Yes. We'll publish that in the box scores tomorrow.
Makes the second. It's a 10-point lead, the largest one.
Who had the last foul?
I don't. So it was on
Manzer.
Here we go. Strathaven, spin move to the lane. Up and good for O'Reggie. Back down to eight, and here comes the press. DeBona in the backcourt. O'Reggie with the reach in. The DeBona will shoot two. He's got to get to the baseline before him.
Back to the line.
2:56 here in the fourth.
Justin DeBona.
DeBona makes the first. DeBona's been money at the line.
His first points of the second half.
Yeah.
DeBona makes them both. Back up to 10. Just under 3 minutes to go. O'Reggie. To Edwards on the jumper. It was tipped. Rebound down by Mathis. Marple Newtown's going to take their good all time. Pressure kicked around. Esposito wide open. Mathis down low. Misses the layup. O'Reggie on the board. 2:25. Fouled, and they'll count the bucket. The jumper and the foul. I thought that was a little late, to be honest. Oh, now they're going to say no shot.
Oh, no shot.
Bochanski checks
Jordan
back in. He relieves Mathis.
Jaden O'Reggie.
Was it two shots or one shot? I got conflicting information.
No, they did count the shot because it's 47.
That foul's on zero.
And that's Eric McKee's fourth.
So that's McKee's fourth with 2:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Oregi looking to complete the three-point play, and he does. Timeout Strathaven, 2:20 left here, 55-48 in favor of Marple Newtown. You're listening to high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back for fourth quarter action. A three-point play by Oregi, the junior guard, trying to put Strathaven on his back and claw their way back into this game down by seven.
Trying to put the team on his back, he has. He's got 23 tonight.
Well, that's the thing. The sidekick went down in Schuler.
Yeah.
And now he's really got the full weight of Marple Newtown.
Yep, this is going to be a tough road. But, you know, this is the Panthers have been dealing with all year long. They stay in a lot of these games, but they just can't close them.
But Chancey check throws it in to McKee. DeBona going side to side. McKee, they break it. Bochanski in the middle. Now slip. Esposito in the layup, and that's how you break the press.
Yep.
Very well done by Marple Newtown. 2 minutes left. Strathaven down by nine. Kicks it to the corner. They're going to call 3 seconds.
3 second violation.
First time this game, I think they
first
called.
First time this season for us, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's only 2 minutes left in the game. Yeah. We can call that one now. DeBona breaks it. Bochanski. Another fast break. This time Small loses out of bounds. And Ogundi picks it up. Looking for Edwards. He had Edwards streaking.
Ooh.
Ogundi just lost went into a double team and lost the ball. A minute 30. Bochanski. Offensive foul.
Tigers.
Mathis checking
three.
In. He'll relieve Bochanski, who had a really hot first half for Marple Newtown, but limited in the second. Marple Newtown capitalizing the high-low. Inchem shots by Eric McKee. Oregi. From deep, 5 feet behind the line, and makes it. It's a two-possession
game. Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Oregi almost dropping 30. They're going to bring it out. Now they're going to play stall ball with a minute left.
Strap.
Timeout, Marple Newtown with a minute five. We'll keep it here, Andrew and Mike, as it's 57-51. Oregi almost with 30, putting the team completely on his back.
Yeah, you know, it's 57-51 game. This is very doable with a minute left. You know,
the way Marple
game.
Newtown shot free throws, you're right in this game.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you can certainly, if you have to, get down to the point where you start fouling them and pretty much get away, you think, with either 1 point or no points on the free throw. So, and if you can turn around and come down the court and score three or even double, you can get back in this game. But, you know, we've got to see what's going to happen. I mean, Haven's had terrible trouble trying to make their baskets, and now they're getting a little panicky. We're seeing them. Less ball control, little movement too much.
You know, right.
Their feet are leaving without the ball, things like that. So we'll see. And I got to tell you, Marple Newtown looks nice, cool, and collected. So, you know, right now I would favor Marple Newtown because I just think they have their game under control, and I think Strathaven is still struggling.
Well, it helps they have a six-point lead.
Well, I understand that. And certainly you shouldn't panic too much.
Yeah.
But you know, they're just playing their game, I think, the way they kind of drew it up. And Haven's going to really have to come back and do something a little different, not the least of which is make their final attempts now count.
Now we'll see what Strathaven comes out defensively. Did they trap? Did they decide to go switch it up? We'll see what they do with a minute 5 remaining, down 6.
I think it's too early to foul. Probably another 15 seconds.
Well, you could foul and try and extend the game that way.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Now you have to be careful with fouls because there's several players with foul trouble.
That's true, too.
McKee throws it to the backcourt. DeBona. I don't think you want to foul McKee or DeBona, so you got to pick and choose.
Ooh, that was
and that's
a foul.
Esposito. They're going to call the foul on Edwards, I believe.
Strathaven foul.
So they'll call a foul on Sutherland.
His second of the game.
So, the perfect player that you know has some fouls. Not a lot of time went off the clock. 57 seconds left. Esposito at the line to shoot two.
Who's in this quarter 50%. Yep, made that one.
Makes the first.
Checking back in for the Tigers, 32, Owen Mathis.
Mathis checks in. Esposito, second free throw. Up and good.
Back he's got 9 in the second half.
Edwards to the bucket. Ogundi on the dump down.
Basket by number 11.
Esposito. You see if they foul him again. That's McKee all the way far. 40 seconds. It's a foul on Edwards. Esposito will go to the line to shoot two again.
Check Edwards.
Only his second foul of the game.
Back to the line.
Well, you're going to have to try and extend it with 33 seconds left. Two possession game right now, down 6, but we'll see if you can knock down these free throws.
He's been hot so far.
Esposito makes it. What's he up to now?
He's got 10.
Okay, all in this quarter?
8 in this quarter. 7 in this quarter, 3 in the all
in the second half?
All his points come in the second half.
Okay. That's clutch.
And did it again. Well, they were having trouble with their free throws at the beginning, but they're making them now.
Made them when they matter, right? Edwards for 3.
Oh.
Got it.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
So 26 seconds left. They make the 3. Now it's a 5-point game.
Pretty thrilling. It's like watching NFL football this last weekend. Not
I don't
quite.
I don't think anything can top that, to be honest.
Oh, that was an amazing 4 games. I mean, it just kept getting better.
Well, that's almost every broadcast we've had this season has been down to the wire.
Yeah, it's really been we've really been very, very lucky. And, of course, when you come in to a game like this where you've got, in the league play, they're both losing records. But, of course, the reason we picked them is because they seem to be very similar records. And, you know, size looks good, seniors look good versus underclassmen. You know, it looks like on paper this should be a good game. And lo and behold, that's what it is. So, you know, that's great for the kids. It's great for our fans. You know, we haven't had any. I shouldn't say this because then I'll jinx it. So far, they haven't been good.
So far, so good.
We only have two more weeks of regular season, then we go into the Central League Championships and
right
then
into
District 1 playoffs.
Right on cue, Mike. Our next game will be Tuesday, February 1st. We'll do a girls game. Girls Ridley at Haverford. So
that should be both good girls teams. Play very aggressively, nice shooters. That should be a good game.
So here we go. Strathaven down 5, 27 seconds left. Esposito's been money at the line. You don't want to foul him. Bochanski throwing in. Stack play from Marple Newtown. Esposito to the corner. That's where they go. They toss it back to Bochanski. And they call it a foul.
Strathaven foul.
I believe that's his 5th.
Nope, it's going against Torreggi.
No, it's going to go into Torreggi.
That's
right.
Only his 3rd.
So two shots for Bochanski.
Who hasn't scored here in the second half.
Did most of his damage in the first half of all those 3s.
He had 13 in the first half. Nothing here in the second.
This is it.
That's the Andrew drinks.
He said he had nothing in the second.
He had nothing in the second
that's
half.
That's like a guarantee that he makes the free throw.
That was supposed to have him make the free throw.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
All right, his second free throw. Missed them both. 23. Oregi. We'll see what he does. Down five. He's going to the lane. And he walked. That could about do it.
Yep.
How do you walk when you're dribbling?
I don't know what he saw.
I think they're saying he palmed it. When he fell, it was on the other far side of the court. As Esposito is fouled, he'll now go to the line to shoot two.
1-4. 1-4
so
was
that's
a foul?
Edwards.
Strathaven foul be two shots.
I believe that's his fourth foul.
That is the third on Jack Edwards.
Never argue with Andrew. I'm keeping the stats, and he knows more about it than I do.
Esposito?
They're money. Draining him, man.
What's Esposito up to now?
I got him for 7-9.
Do we go with Esposito down the stretch?
I got him for 12 in the second half. 12 in the game, all in the second half for him. Yeah, I think we've got to grab him.
Okay.
I mean, he's basically the reason that Marple Newtown iced this one.
There's third.
Oregi from deep. No good. Under 10 seconds. 7. Now a 3. Foul on Owen Mathis. And Oregi will go to the line.
That's his fifth.
So Oregi, speaking of spouts, what's Oregi up to?
For what? Fouls?
No, for
Jordan
points.
What's Oregi got for points so far?
Oregi, he's got...
Is that the line?
10 in the... He had 10 in the first. He's got another 16 here in the second half, 26.
So he's at the line at a 1-on-1 with 3 seconds left. 27 for the junior guard. Misses the second on purpose. And that will do it. Your final score. Marple Newtown, 63. Strathaven, 57. And a well-fought game. It was down. Marple Newtown extended to the lead in the fourth quarter. And Strathaven was unable to come back. Some great free throw shooting down the stretch by P.J. Esposito. And he will be our interview as Mike goes to grab him at the moment. Our next game will be Tuesday, February 1st. We'll be at Haverford for the girls' game between Ridley and Haverford.
See you next time.
But we had a great game. It was back and forth. Marple Newtown improves to 10-7, 6-6 in Central League. Strathaven falls to 5-13, 2-8 in the Central League. We are joined by P.J. Esposito here. P.J., man, I don't know what you guys do in practice, but you had ice in your veins down the stretch making all those free throws.
Yeah, I mean, we do about 10 minutes of free throws in total at every practice. I mean, after, you know, long conditioning drills, we do a bunch of free throws. So down the stretch, when I'm tired, it's easy to make free throws.
Okay, so what was your guys? It really is well fought back and forth in the third quarter. You really took the game to your advantage in the fourth. You talk a little bit about that. You guys went on a little bit of a run to Eric McKee 3 as well.
The Eric McKee 3, that was huge for us. Kind of helped us build momentum in the third quarter.
Right.
Our talk at halftime was just keep doing what we're doing, offensive rebounds. They got 5 offensive rebounds in the first quarter. We needed to get them off the glass, and I think that's what we did in the second half, and it kind of helped us out.
Got it. Appreciate your time. Good luck the rest of the season,
Thank
Jack.
You. Thank you.
Your final score, Strathaven Falls to Marple Newtown. We will be next at Haverford Tuesday, February 1st at 6:50. You want to go ahead, Mike?
No, you
All right,
go ahead.
I'll take it away. I'm Dave DePasco alongside Andrew Coffin and Mike Mayer. Until next time, thank you for tuning in to this presentation of high school basketball on Delco Hoops.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.